I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
IMIS, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, great to have you with us on this Monday morning. And we open up going by virtue of Skype to Brazil to have joining us Paulo Carneiro, C-A-R-N-E-I-R-O. He's the author of Dutch Connection, The Jewish Saga from Spain to America. It is published by Fulton Books. You can go to fultonbooks.com. Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. From Brazil, welcome. It's nice to have you with us, Paulo. And how did you ever choose this topic to write about?
Oh, good morning. Good morning, Stu. My goal in Dutch Connection is to rescue and erase the chapter of the history of Jewish people. In fact, it is a very fascinating story of faith, struggle, and the resistance, and I'm proud to be part of it as I am a Jewish descendant.
Yeah, I mean, there were a lot of things in here I frankly never knew about. When you think about prejudice and discrimination against Jewish people, you immediately go to Europe, the Middle East, but it's obviously we are talking Europe as well, but we don't think Spain, Portugal, a lot of the roots of this started there, didn't it?
Yes, in the book, my book, I chronicle how they were expelled. A book that was spread for Spain in 1492 by the Catholic kings, Ferdinand and Isabel, how they were forced to convert into Christianity in Portugal, and how they made a historical alliance with the Dutch leader, William the Silent, the liberator of the Netherlands, and moreover, how the Jews became a pioneer and the founder of New York City.
Go ahead.
It's a very interesting story. When the Dutch invaded Brazil in 1630, the Jews came together to Brazil and organized the first great community in the New World. It was not a small community, so it was a very big community, trading all over the country, the planet. However, when Portugal recovered the country 24 years later, both Jews and Dutch were expelled again from Brazil, and in this occasion, 23 Brazilian Jews landed in the colony of New Amsterdam, now New York, and it threw the basis of the first American community. In September 11, 1654, they celebrated the first Rosh Hashanah in USA history. I'm sure a saga like this cannot be forgotten.
Yeah, it's amazing when you think through the years, you think of the roots of discrimination started hundreds of years ago. Your perspective on the fact that it seems to be getting worse today.
Well, yes, I would like to quote contemporary fact about the 23. In May 2012, President Barack Obama stated that the 23 had found not only a safe haven in New Amsterdam, but the cities of a tradition of freedom and the opportunity that united forever their history to the history of America. Okay?
All right. I want to thank you so much for joining us. The book, Dutch Connection, The Jewish Saga from Spain to America, by Paul Canero, published by Fulton Books. Fascinating subject. Thanks so much, Paulo.
Thank you. I would like to quote Israeli poet Yehuda Mihai. He says that the Jews are polished by torments like smooth stones on the shore. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Fascinating book. I'll tell you everything in here I didn't even know about. All right, we are back, and today is it's a double D day, for James Comey, that two-faced, twisting in the wind FBI director. I don't know about you, but I'm fed up hearing about him. I have no idea why Trump didn't let him go. But today, if there's such a thing as truth in Washington, and I highly doubt that, you know, the older I get every single day here, and that means from everybody. What Hello? Will come out today in terms of finally, and if you looked at the talk shows on Sunday, you saw that a lot of the, even Adam Schiff, you know, there was no evidence of collaboration between Trump and the FBI. They can't get their fingers into anything, these too many words that I can't say on the radio. But a lot of these allegations still continue to stick. And I think today hopefully will be the end of that. The other issue, of course, is the big wiretap issue. And whether Trump will be backing it up. Now, I have to say, in the interest of fairness here, because I try to take as much of an objective view as I can. Of course, I can't stand the principles and the tactics of the progressive left. We're becoming a society of socialists in so many ways. But if there is no evidence that comes out from Donald Trump, and I can't even say Jim Comey, because there's this blanket of protection that exists over Barack Obama. It doesn't matter what he does, not a smidgen of a scandal, and it's been scandal after scandal. There hasn't even been a scandal yet with Trump, and yet the left-wing media, the left-wing press, in their intense hatred and anguish, continues to do it. Even Hillary said, and I enjoyed this comment, it's painful for her to sit and watch the news every day. Well, Hillary, I'm not wishing you eternal hell, but I am wishing you pain to continue for the next 4 or 8 years watching Donald Trump. And yeah, if you're not a Trump person, it's easy to understand how upset you can get with a lot of his tactics. I'm not defending those. They had Leon Panetta on. I had the pleasure of meeting Leon Panetta when he was Bill Clinton's chief advisor in the White House back in the 90s. Good guy, really a good guy. And he was asked this morning on, I think it was Morning Joe, although I'm watching less and less of it.
I haven't lost the count with you, but...
Tim, he's still on. Tim? All right, okay, sorry, folks. Leon Panetta, I think, has a certain air of decency, and I have moderate respect for Leon Panetta. I mean, I can be critical of him as well, but he said that Trump should stop tweeting, and even though we're in the age of social media, I really think Trump should stop tweeting. And there are too many people, these are Leon Panetta's words, who are running around the White House in positions of power aimlessly, and Trump has to have some kind of consolidation. You can't have all chiefs and no Indians. And that leads me to the perfect segue for the next subject. How can I even resist it? Trump can't wait to debate if Elizabeth Warren is the candidate in 2020. He can't wait to debate Pocahontas. And she's just an angry, disgraceful human being. And in so many respects, worse than Hillary Clinton. I know that's really difficult to top. 4 years away, I think I get a kick out of seeing Trump tear Elizabeth Warren to shreds, because after 4 years, I think he'll know enough about this job to do it. He could probably do it today. So today's the big day. You got James Comey, you got the FBI, you got the wiretap resolution, you got the collaboration with the Russians. Just a, I'll say faux news. Fake news. And one more little bit here, because I don't want to spend any time in the next segment talking about it, that I don't understand how, what's it, three people in the last week and one getting into the White House? How is it possible that someone could get into the White House and walk around on the grounds for 15 minutes? I've been to the White House. And broadcast out of the White House, as a matter of fact. I've been subject to the security there. I don't understand what's going on, why the Secret Service could let something happen. And if I were in charge, those responsible would be fired right on the spot. All right, we'll be back.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Oliver North, host of War Stories on Fox News Channel and author of American Heroes in Special Operations. I just want you to know, Stu Taylor is a great American patriot. Don't miss his show.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing the bella.
Oh, okay, beautiful, beautiful. You never get tired of great music. And speaking of great music, and I'm not just saying this for hyperbole. One of the greatest of all time, and as much a founder of rock and roll, combining rock and roll with country and western, and developing this whole genre that we see today. You don't have to ask me, ask the Beach Boys, ask the Beatles. The loss of 90-year-old Chuck Berry, when I think back, because I don't want to say I'm a student of this. I mean, there are students. I can sing you 1,000 songs, but so what? What does that mean? I just want to say, I think of the big three back in the 50s. I think of Chuck Berry, Little Richard, and Fats Domino. I happened to see Fats Domino perform, about 15 years ago. And he's still living. He's 82 years old. He's living in New Orleans. Little Richard, to me, was creative, unique, wild, and immensely talented. I love James Brown, but the best of them all was Chuck Berry. I mean, you know, the Duck Walk and the amazing array of music that he put together. Chuck Berry died a couple of days ago. That hurt. He died at 90, and he was still performing at 90. And the last performer I remember who died in his 90s and was still performing was Frankie Lane about 3 years ago. He was 93. So, sweet memories of incredible musicians. You can go up and down the line getting accolades from just about everyone, really. And Bob Dylan up and down the line about how sensational Chuck Berry was, and I never saw him perform in person, but wow. Another example of someone who got out of difficulties early and found his success in the music business. I saw a documentary my wife and I were watching. It was a 2020 documentary. I'd seen something similar to it a few years ago on Charles Manson. And it just shows you how the tip of the scales can occur. And they played some of Charles Manson music because he fancied himself. He had a certain brilliance and insanity. I mean, the likes of very, very few people, his degree of insanity in the Sharon Tate murders and the LaBianca murders in California. And he fancied himself as a musician. I'm not going to go through the whole story, but he tapped into Doris Day's son, Terry Melcher, in order to get a record or two produced. And they played a couple of his songs. I got to tell you, they were god-awful. I mean, I could sit here in an hour and write something better than that. But I watched, I don't know if you can get it on demand. I'm not even sure what station it was on. But if you go on and you want to watch that Charles Manson documentary, I mean, it is just bone-chilling. I mean, you've got him being interviewed many times, he and his clan with the swastikas carved into their heads. I mean, talk about scary stuff. You know, the only character I can think of who's more scary, Tim, do you ever watch The Walking Dead?
Yep.
It's phenomenal, isn't it?
I watched like the first two seasons. I haven't watched since then.
Oh, you are really missing. I am telling you, you got to go back and watch them this year. There is this character. Sorry, folks. A little diversion. Can we take a diversion here from politics? There's a character. I looked him up. I can't think of his name. Jeff something, 51-year-old actor. He plays the part of Negan. And if I'm not going to go through explaining what this whole thing is about, he's the leader of a horrific group of people called the Saviors, one of a few of those groups who have survived in fighting the Walking Dead. Man, I am telling you, for a performance of a evil human being, make-believe, Negan maybe tops the list in real life. Who could be more frightening than Charles Manson?
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
I'm sorry?
Jeffrey Dean Morgan is the actor.
Oh, right. Oh, man. I am telling you, you watch the first 2 years, Tim. You gotta tap into this. I'll tell you, it's better than it ever was. Okay. I don't want to lose any more listeners with this stuff, but... Hey, look, at every once in a while, it's good to get a little break here. I got fooled, and I'm going to admit it. I got sucked in by a lot of the press. I came on this show, I think it was Thursday. Was it Thursday or Friday when they were talking about the budget cuts? And I said, this looks fantastic. And I said, you know, it's too bad about Meals on Wheels. I would have found a way to keep Meals on Wheels. But if they have to cut through a whole department, I don't know how this works. It's one of the terrible losses, and they gave a justification. Mitt Mulcahy, the budget chairman for Trump, didn't do a very good job. He's very, very sharp. Didn't do a very good job in explaining this. But I started to check this out this morning. It was another distortion by the press. There may be an element or two that's going to be missing, but this is going to be like 2% of Meals on Wheels, so 2.9. And there's so much private funding. Meals on Wheels will continue. And all I've been hearing is how cruel and inhumane Donald Trump is. And my explanation and defense was sometimes you just can't help it. But that one stood out with me because, I mean, it's just got to be amazingly important. So we go from Meals on Wheels and the budget cut to North Korea. And we may have to pick this up in the next segment. I think more than in many ways, and more than Iran or Russia, I think this is really, even China, you know, China, we've been talking about being our threat down the road. It will continue to be, but we're not looking for an armed conflict with China, Russia, and I seriously doubt we'll have one with Iran, although that ranks second on the list in terms of probability. North Korea, which just set off another explosive device, another missile, which was successful on Saturday, truly remains a legitimate threat. And the reason is, like talking about Negan from The Walking Dead, like talking about Charles Manson, I guess you got to put this guy in the category. Put him in this category. He's so insane that North Korea scares me. What do we do with North Korea? They can't seem to solve it. Maybe I should take 3 or 4 minutes to think about a solution before we come back.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Here I have in front of me a glass of Super Beats. Now, I've been turned on to Super Beats by my buddy Sully. You know, Bob Sullivan from the Big Biz Show. He swears by this stuff because he's a bike rider. Super Beats, or beets, are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide in the body. Now, I'm no chemist, but I have heard from my wife, who likes to think she's a chemist when it comes to this stuff, that these nitrates are really, really good for you. Well, according to the Super Beats folks, they are, and it's the most convenient way to get them. So call this number, 800-201-7450, 800-201-7450, or just go to raybeats.com. You're going to get a free book. It's called Beats, The Odds, and you get a 90-day supply for 60 days worth of money and a money-back guarantee. Here's to Super Beats. God bless. Wish me luck.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Michael Savage, and I want to thank Stu Taylor for having interviewed me regarding my new book, Trickle Up Poverty.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye. But the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's waiting, he's blown his horn. Already I'm slow.
I can't believe I'm such an nostalgic mood here today. I had no intent of doing this today. It was going to be much more hard, opinionated radio. But and you heard that little cut. I don't know, it almost sounded like it was perfect timing. Michael Savage, who has a, what's the name of his new book? Anyway, Michael Savage will be coming on the show, one of the great radio talk show hosts in this country. I list Michael Savage right up there, of course. And he's got a new book out. You know, we talk about discrimination. It was interesting with my first guest. What's going on in this country? The acts of discrimination and violence. And I think I'm going to just dispense with North Korea for a minute. Could I? I know this isn't the way to do radio, but that's okay. We're going to do it a little bit differently here this morning. It's going to be whatever pops into my head. So Michael Savage, who's 75 years old, his original name was Michael Weiner, and he's sitting in a restaurant in north of San Francisco. He's from San Francisco. He's everywhere with his dog, Teddy. And someone in the restaurant starts coming over and mocking him, Weiner, Weiner, and then screams at him for being a Trump supporter because he gave Trump a big advisor to Donald Trump. And the guy ended up punching Michael Savage in the nose and knocking him down and then kicking his dog, Teddy. And this is going on and on and on and on. I read an article. I mean, I could recite you 20 articles about the discrimination against not only Jewish people, but against even more seriously against right-wing America or moderate America. Tim Allen, the great comedian, had one of the great TV shows on at all time. It wasn't Tool Time. Tim, see if you can just Google Tim Allen's show, not Tool Time, but a tremendous comedian, and he... He came out with the Courage and Convictions on Jimmy Kimmel's show about if you're a conservative in Hollywood, you're going to get beaten up. He said this is just like Nazi Germany in the 30s. Now, I like Tim Allen. I always liked Tim Allen. I have tremendous respect for him just standing out there, as we see in certain country and Western singers, stand up for the rights of Americans and the rights of the freedoms given us to have our own beliefs. And I mean, it's even reached out to me because what is the point of me wearing a Great America hat again and somebody taking a punch at me or a swipe? I mean, I'm putting a Trump sign on my lawn. I will never back down in my convictions to say whom I support because I'm in this political arena. But I'm not walking around. It's like putting a bumper sticker on your car. I never put a political bumper sticker on my car. Why? So I can get my window smashed and my car scratched? It's serious. We have forgotten the lessons of the Cold War. Political commentary, how we stood up against it. And Donald Trump's ascendancy to the president of the United States I hope will be a first step in preventing a collapse of American society, because we've had a strong shift in this country. A lot of it spearheaded by Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders, by the way, the socialist, not a Democrat, talking about money for everyone else, the middle class who needs it, and the rich. For those of you who'd like to know, I don't know if there are any Bernie Sanders fans, he just bought his third home, a $600,000 home on the water. You see that? It's amazing that the hypocrisy and the contradictions. This is what we're dealing with every day. And we're finding right now that surveys indicate that America is divided on some issues, but the views in many cases is in stark contrast to our founding principles and our founding fathers. Here's a statistic that's come out. I'm trying to find out where to give this credit to. I think it's the, wait a minute. All right. It's by the FCFI. I don't know what it is. 58% of Americans see themselves as politically moderate. A quarter identify as conservative and 17% as liberal. And those who were both socially and fiscally conservative, the group tracked by the ACFI in greatest detail, those socially and fiscally conservative, I'm in that group, 6% of the population. But that's not indicative of the real story out there today. 4 out of every 10 adults say they prefer socialism to capitalism. I'm telling you, this is frightening. And that is a pretty hefty minority, and it includes most of the liberals. You can look at our millennials. You can look at our schools, our institutions. And this is kind of the stuff of civil wars. It should set off an alarm bell among traditionally oriented leaders across the nation, that 40% of Americans now prefer socialism to capitalism. If you don't think that's serious, think again. The safety of an average moderate to right-wing American citizen, if that citizen divulges his or her political views, it's now in danger. This could spell a major change to the policies advanced by legislators. And let's look at Congress. And you think there is any benefit or enforcement on how America should return to its principles? I don't. Bernie Sanders coming on the scene. You know, it looked like a joke. It looked like an honest old man coming on. His campaign was marked by an altruistic spirit and a value system that is contrary to America. I think we've forgotten the lessons of the Cold War with the disasters witnessed in the crumbling economies and failed policies of the communist and socialist countries. We had communism beat just like we had Al-Qaeda beaten, like we should have finished the job in Vietnam and North Korea. We don't do anything to consummate our objectives, to finish off our enemies or the ideologies that are truly destructive to this country. And the benefits of socialism and communism, you know where they're taught from? The Ivy League, the local community college. We get a generation like our enemies who were taught to lie, and Americans believing in limited government and welfare reform and states' rights, beware, because there's a very precarious and threatening ideology that is standing just right around the corner. And I'm not getting out into a mass of people to get around it. Maybe if I were a young protester, I might. But I think it's a very dangerous preoccupation for anyone to be involved with. America looks so different from what it's been from its founding until the present day. And if you don't think this is a serious issue, think twice. More than 80% of all respondents to the ACFI poll said they supported traditional values, as did 70% of those who identified liberal, even if they tend to be socially progressive. 3/4 support same-sex marriage, and 7 out of 10 advocate legalized abortion. A majority want socialism to replace capitalism, and nearly 1 out of 5 claim to be LGBT. It's hard to think about which traditional moral values they are referring to. Scary situation. We're going to take a break. We'll return.
Searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Do you want to launch your dream business and avoid a nightmare? Starting and growing a business can be risky. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur for the last 15 years, I have failed and I have won. And I want to help you avoid the pitfalls of small business. Join me here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win. Let me help you to win as an entrepreneur.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I just got to town and I need a presentation printed for a big meeting tomorrow.
Well, Staples has everything you need to print, scan, and fax.
Great. Oh, just got a text. The home office made changes to the presentation.
No problem. You can access your files from a USB, email, or the cloud.
And the meeting isn't tomorrow, now it's today.
Our machines are self-service, so there's no waiting.
And it's not here. Now it's in Ebensburg.
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
Print, scan, fax, and copy at Staples, your office away from home.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558. Again, 800-460-2558.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is George Will. I've just had the pleasure and sheer fun of an interview with Stu Taylor. Hope you'll listen.
All right, we are now joined by L, the letter L, Edwards, the author of The Transition of Power from Men to Women. Interesting whether you agree or disagree. He's got supporting evidence to say that that's accurate. I'm not even going to step into that pool of water, but the book is published by Fulton Books. You can go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and Fulton.com. L. Edwards, welcome to the show. Great to have you on. How are you going to support this evidence? Why did you write the book?
Well, to bring awareness to people, Sue, because the thing about it is we don't see life for what it really is. Life can be beautiful, but we don't see the beauty of life.
Give us some of the evidence in different areas to support what you write about in the book.
Well, for instance, the first thing I realize is the fact that there's no more right or wrong, right? We've become so opinionated because whatever we have a discussion or argument, one will say, is your opinion or that is your opinion. My opinion is so-and-so. You know, where there's just facts. It's like with the facts, negative or positive, truth or false, is the fact of life. We don't go about saying that, you know, is your opinion. That's why there's so difference in the world. So negativity, as a matter of fact, that's all we deal with today, negativity. We don't like to hear the truth and we don't like to face facts.
Al Edwards, is the man the head of the house any longer?
No. As a matter of fact, no, you can see it in the commercials. In the commercials, for instance, there's one commercial specifically that there is the husband and wife in the car. The wife has a dog in her lap. And the one, he turned the ignition, the car didn't start. He looked at the wife, the dog barked at him. She makes sign to him that she's going to engage a AAA. AAA came and gave him a jump. The dog, when the car started, the dog went, hey! They just tried to show you that the man has no more talk, you know, in the dogs.
You talk about racial issues in the book here, the book The Transition of Power from Men to Women. How does this fit in with black versus white?
Well, black versus white is a different issue because I have more than one topic, you know, covered more than one topic. We can talk about the churches, but the fact is black versus white. Black, we have contributed so much to this country. Take, for instance, hadn't been for George Washington Carver, we would have to import most of the produce that we have in the country today. you weren't aware of that. I hope you are, because the Russian Cove is the one who have the understanding that planting peanuts and cotton would deplete his land of its nutrients, you know? So we need other different diverse crops to replenish the soil.
In an area where women are not gaining transition and power, even though there are a lot of them out there as CEOs, but equal pay is still an issue. The power is still in the hands of men, isn't it?
I am for that 100%. It doesn't matter what standard or where the woman is, where she's a CEO or a truck driver. They are supposed to get equal rights as long as they can do the job. I'm for that 100%. And that doesn't cover all women, because only about 5% of the women are married.
Whom is this book more for, men or women?
It's for everybody. Like I said, it's very different topics in the book.
All right, do you have a closing? Go ahead.
Our children, for the past four generations, they know nothing about real life. The only thing they talk about, the girls talk about trying to be, like you said, not yet at the house, but to excel themselves to a position where they're recognized. Nothing's wrong with that. But the boys, all they think about is sports, basketball. Every day you go to hear them talk about who wins what, and, you know, these things are not even relevant, you know, to life. It is necessary to relax and to enjoy these things, but nothing has been said and nothing has been taught about as much as real life that we are supposed to live.
L. Edwards, a great topic, fascinating to everyone, the transition of power from men to women. It is published by Fulton Books, and the author, entertaining guest with a tremendous subject, L. Edwards. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Always a great topic, and always something that stirs a lot of interest. I want to get back to a subject that I didn't finish because I was doing a little bit of dancing here today, and that was the issue of North Korea and the fact that we are negotiating with China, Japan. We got issues with China, with them exerting influence in the South China Seas. We have issues with North Korea, perhaps the only country that even begins to listen to China about what to do to prevent this continued nuclear development from an absolute, utter madman. I mean, someone who kill his own generals, his own family, at the drop of a pin. How would you like to serve with Kim Jong-un? How would you like to be part of his administration? Wow. The nuclear capabilities now are such that they may have the immediate ability to reach our West Coast, and continuing progress right now so that other areas of the United States are threatened. The question is, do we begin to advance towards the move of military action as they don't seem intimidated? Do we try to get a resolution through China? It doesn't seem to do any good to send out an olive branch to a madman, to a maniac, who's hell-bent upon carrying out his objectives. And this, I think in many other ways other than Iran, is positively frightening. And I'll tell you that there should be just a little bit of compassion or leniency to Donald Trump, because while we're talking about transgender bathrooms, wiretaps that didn't exist, collaboration with the Russians, and Trump's bombastic personality, all these other issues that are going on around the world are there. Stop being the personification of the stupidity of the American people and let this guy govern. Whether you like him or not, let him govern. This is Stu Taylor. Thanks for listening.
The The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.